Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past Saturday, my dad and I enjoyed bike riding in City Park and going to the French Quarter Fest. I'll tell you more in a bit. On Sunday, we went to my dad's friend's Greek Orthodox Easter, and there were so many amazing dishes. More on that later. This past week in culinary arts at NOCA, the students are the teachers, and we're teaching each other all kinds of delicious dishes. A brand representative for Hasbro sent me The Game of Life, which is a board game, and they're celebrating the new career cards the week of April 20th, tied to Take Your Sons and Daughters to Work Day, and they'd love for you to join them, and you can chime in with the hashtag Game of Life. Now I'm thrilled to introduce our special guest, Gail Simmons of Top Chef and Food and Wine magazine. Gail Simmons is a trained culinary expert, food writer, cookbook author, and dynamic television personality. Since the show's inception in 2006, she has lent her extensive expertise as a permanent judge on Bravo's Emmy-winning series, Top Chef. Now entering its 13th successful season, Top Chef is rated the number one food show on cable television. Gail was previously head critic on Top Chef Duels and host of Top Chef Desserts, Bravo's pastry-focused spinoff of the Top Chef franchise. She was also co-host of The Feed, which aired in 2014 on FYI, A&E's new lifestyle network. In addition to her work on Top Chef, Gail makes frequent television appearances on NBC's Today and ABC's Good Morning America, among others. She has been featured in such publications as New York Magazine, Travel and Leisure, GQ, People, The Los Angeles Times, and more. Ms. Gail, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much. It is wonderful to be here, Eliana. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. It is my pleasure. Now, Ms. Gail, you have been working with the Top Chef franchise for a while now, and I've even had the pleasure of interviewing Chef Hugh Atchison on this show. So what is it like working with people like Chef Hugh, Tom Colicchio, Ted Allen, and Padma Lashmi?
Well, I would say it has been an amazing career adventure. Working with all of them, you know, I've been working with them now for almost 10 years. We've been making this show for 10 years.
Wow.
So you were, you know, just a tiny baby when we started. and it's been pretty amazing. At this point, people like Tom and Hugh, Padma, they are like my family. We travel together 2 months of the year. We've traveled all across the world together from New Orleans to Singapore to Mexico to Chicago and, you know, something like 23 cities around the world. And it's just been so much fun. We love eating together. We love working together. And we have a really big crew of production people that put the show together that we've been working with for so many years as well. And we all sort of feel like we get to go to summer camp together. It's been a really amazing, really great experience.
Wow, that sounds incredible, you know, to kind of just have them really like family and travel the world together while having, you know, while having fun, even though, you know, it's what you do, it's your job, it's, you know, you still have a lot of fun with them, and I'm sure you joke around and have lots of fun.
We love to go out and eat together, explore new cities together, and I have to say, they've all really taught me so much. If you think of all the chefs that have been on our show, not just people like Hugh and Tom, but all of our guest judges, we have some of the greatest chefs from the whole world come on our show to be guests with us, and they all have taught me so much about cooking. You know, I came on the show because I'm a food expert, but there isn't a single day that goes by when I don't learn something else and something new about food. And that's what keeps my job so interesting, I think.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I would totally think so. I mean, you're learning all these different things from different chefs, and you're, you know, they're learning from you, so, you know, it's mutual, and I know you have so much fun, and you get to taste all the delicious food, or maybe not so delicious, you know.
Some of it is, some of it isn't, you're right.
Yeah, right. Now, and I also know that you have a passion for food, and, you know, it shows in everything that you do. So when did you discover your love of food, and who were your early culinary influences?
Well, I would say I've always loved great food and cooking. My mother was definitely my most powerful and earliest influence. She is an amazing cook herself, and she actually, when I was growing up, until I was about 10 years old, ran a little cooking school out of my house where she taught people to cook. And then she also wrote a column for a newspaper where I grew up, all about food. So there was always great food in my house, which I think was really rare in a lot of cases. When I was younger and going to school, people used to joke that no one ever wanted to invite me over to their house for lunch because all my friends' parents thought that at my house we only ate really fancy food and that I would only want really fancy food for lunch. But the truth is, I was happy with anything as long as I could sit at a table with people that I loved and eat yummy food. I didn't care if it was macaroni and cheese or, you know, something like a quiche or something a little fancier. I just wanted to eat with my friends, and I always thought it was sort of sad that no one ever wanted to have me over because they thought that I came from a really fancy food household. But the truth is, my mom never cooked fancy food. She cooked really fresh food, and that was a huge influence to me growing up. And I would say only when I got to university did I realize that that could actually be a job, like my mom made it her job. And that's when I decided that I wanted to really work full-time in the food world.
Wow, so you were definitely around food your entire life and, you know, exposed to that, and you ate, you know, delicious food. But being around your mom, you know, having her as an influence, definitely an influence. Now, you know, when you grew up into, you know, college, you're like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this. And then when you did decide, you know, that you wanted to do that for the rest of your life and become, you know, be on Top Chef and, you know, do all these things, you could go back and say, oh my gosh, I remember that mom actually used to do these things, and, you know, that was really cool. So she probably, you know, influenced your, you know, different things that you love to cook, and definitely like the fresh food. I love to cook like that too. I love going into my garden and picking fresh herbs, or if I have vegetables or fruit that's, you know, ready to pick. And so I love to, you know, really go there and just kind of, you know, dictates what you're cooking for dinner, or adding something, like whether it's mint or basil or rosemary, whatever. It's always just makes it so much tastier.
I totally agree. You know, I felt very lucky growing up that my mom could afford to buy us really fresh food and incorporate it into our diet. We always had fruits and vegetables in our house. You know, sometimes I would get frustrated because all my friends got a little more junk food than me, and we only got it on special occasions. But I realize now how amazing that was, because now I can really appreciate how important it is to your health and to keeping, you know, a balanced diet and for my energy. And that's what I want to teach my child.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at my house, we don't, you know, keep all kinds of junk food and processed foods or things from boxes. Everything is normally usually really fresh, and, you know, we just throw things together. But it's never like, oh, I'm going to, you know, eat brownies from a box or whatever. We always like to make it. So whenever I do have that, like if I go to my, you know, cousin's house or something, I'm like, oh my gosh, they have nothing but all this food. Yeah, that's totally true. Now, I know that you and I, we met at the Kids Food Festival in New York in February, where you were doing a cooking demo with Chef Bill Yasses for Chop Chop Magazine. So that was really fun. But most recently, you did a demo at the White House Easter Egg Roll. So that must have been really exciting. So why is it so important to get kids involved in cooking?
That's right. I did. Just this past Monday, I went to the White House and I did a healthy kids cooking demonstration, which was so much fun. And it was very similar to the one that I did with Chop Chop. But this time I did it alone, and I made a really fresh vegetable-packed whole wheat quesadilla. And I think it's really important just to involve kids in the cooking process, because then they'll understand how food is made, which if they know how to cook, will serve them for the rest of their lives when they leave home to go to school, when they go out into the world. If you know how to cook, that's a skill that you will always use. And it'll also help you understand where your food is from, how much care should be taken in preparing it, and how important that process is of sitting down with your family for a meal every day. A lot of kids get really picky about their food, but I find that the more you teach kids to cook with you, the more they'll want to be more adventurous in the kitchen, and they'll eat a much more varied diet. They'll try new things, and I think that that's just so important, not only for us as well-rounded people, because that means you want to explore the world, but for your taste buds and also for your body and for your health. You need to eat the rainbow. You need to eat not only lots of different textures, but lots of different colors to get all the nutrients that your body needs. And especially when you're young and your body is growing, it is so important to get all those nutrient-packed foods in there. So I just want to make sure that kids are getting the best food they can get, that they know how important it is, and that they want to be involved in the process, because that's going to want to make them all eat better and be healthier.
You know, that is so great. That's exactly what I like to do, get kids in the kitchen, because they're definitely less likely to be picky and they'll eat more food. So that's so great that you said that. Well, grab a delicious snack. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Gail Simmons, a judge on the Bravo television show Top Chef and the special projects director for Food & Wine magazine. Now, I know everyone is looking forward to seeing you on Top Chef, so do you have any other exciting projects on the horizon?
Well, I'm about to start shooting the 13th season of Top Chef, and we're really excited about that. I can't believe I've been doing it for 13 seasons. I'm also starting to work on my first cookbook. I wrote a book 2 years ago that was more of a memoir about the story of my job and the story of how I got to do what I do every day. But now I'm ready to write a real cookbook about all the lessons I've learned on the road from all the chefs that I work with.
Wow.
And we'll see how that goes. So that's really exciting. I have a bunch of events and festivals I'm going to over the spring and summer. I'm about to go to the Austin Food and Wine Festival, which is one of my favorite cities in the world to eat. So I'm really excited to go back to Austin. And then in June, I'm going to the Aspen Food and Wine, the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen, which is an event that's very dear to me. I ran the event for Food and Wine for many years, and now I still go back all the time. It's my favorite place on earth. And this year, I'm actually going to be doing a cooking demo there with Hugh Atchison, my co-judge on Top Chef.
Well, you definitely have tons of things coming up, and lots of exciting things too. And I hope the cookbook goes well. I know that it'll go really well, and you'll have all kinds of delicious recipes in there. So I can't wait for that.
Thank you very much. It's all going to be a really exciting spring and summer.
Oh, I bet.
It warms up here. New York has been freezing and still is, so
yeah.
I well, sunshine.
Yeah, well, down here in New Orleans, it's like 80 degrees and I know, we're like dying. Well, now let's find out more about you personally, Ms. Gale. What's your favorite dish to cook and what's your favorite dish to eat?
That's hard to say. I don't really have a favorite dish to cook. I really just love to cook what is in season wherever I am. So, you know, if it's springtime in New York, that means I want to cook with asparagus and I want to cook with peas and rhubarb. If it's winter, I want to braise short ribs, or I want to make roasted squash and root vegetables. You know, every summer I go to the beach in Massachusetts with my family, and my favorite things to cook there are really light summer tomato salads, and we love to grill lobster and eat corn right off the cob, super sweet. So I just love to make everything, whatever is fresh and whatever I'm inspired by in the location I'm in. I was just in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, actually, and I had so many inspiring meals there that it made me want to come home and make gumbo.
Oh my gosh, yes, gumbo, definitely. That is so good. Yeah, I bet you had some good gumbo while you were here.
I did, really good.
Awesome, yeah. You know, that's really awesome. And now I do kind of the same thing where I love to really cook what's local and what's around me, you know, depending on where I am. So, like, when I do travel, if I know that I'm going to be there, you know, for a certain amount of time and I'll, you know, have somewhere that I can cook, then I'll say, oh, my gosh, and I, you know, want to, you know, cook these things and go shop at, like, the farmer's market and get all the fresh produce. Like, when I go to California, we'll go to, like, the farmer's market that's, like, on the beach and we'll get things there and, like, and I will, like, have my, you know, knife with me or something, like, when I, at the hotel or whatever. And then, or if we're staying with family or friends and, you know, go back to their house or something and, you know, cook up something really quick or just have, you know, fresh salad or whatever it is or fruit. And it's always so much better than, you know, just buying something from the store or, you know, whatever that's, you know, already pre-made. It's local and it's delicious.
Perfect. Yeah, that's exactly the best way to cook.
Oh, yeah, totally. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
I'm trying to think of something really disastrous. I haven't had too many major disasters, although I do remember one time many years ago that I was doing a cooking demonstration on the early show on CBS, and it was really early in the morning, and I was doing a smoothie demonstration, but we were doing it outside for the summer, and they forgot to plug in my blenders. So live on television, I went to make smoothies and kept pressing the on button on the blender, and it wasn't turning on, so I couldn't actually make my smoothie, and that was so embarrassing. Or once I did a cooking demonstration, actually, and I was making a cocktail, and I didn't put the top on the cocktail shaker. As
oh,
as
oh my God.
And when I started shaking the cocktail, it splashed all over me in front of 500 people.
Oh my gosh, that must have been pretty bad. And you're like, oh my gosh, well, there goes the drink.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, at least the first one, the blender, that wasn't your fault. Like, I mean, maybe you could.
No, it wasn't my fault, but it was. But no one watching on television knew that. They
right.
Just saw me
They're
struggling.
Just like, what's she doing? Why isn't she making the smoothie?
Exactly.
But at least now you know, like, you don't have to, like, blame it on yourself, so you can just be like, well, it wasn't my fault, you know? Now...
I know, exactly. I did, yeah. You do what you can. You just improvise
right.
And keep cooking. That's
exactly.
My motto.
Exactly. And you just, you know, say, well, normally you would blend this, make a smoothie.
Exactly. That's what I did. See, you would be a pro.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, you definitely have to improvise. There's a lot of that in cooking. No.
A lot.
Yes. So now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
I always say I'll try everything once. There's certain foods that I dislike, and if I have the choice, I wouldn't choose to eat. I'm not a big fan of veal. I don't really love tripe and kidney. I don't really like root beer, which everyone's always very disappointed in because so many people love root beer. But if it's ever made for me, any of those things, by a chef who is cooking from their heart, I'll always taste it.
Right. I mean, some people say, oh, I don't, you know, really like this food as much. But, you know, if somebody said, you know, cook something and it has something, you're not going to say, like, I hate this or, you know, I'm never going to eat that because I don't like it at all. But, you know, I love to be open to new food. So if there's something I don't, you know, I'm not particularly fond of, I'm not going to, like, say, I will not eat this. I mean, I'll try it, and if I don't really like it, I'll say, oh, you know, I tried it, but, you know,
exactly.
There's always, you know, a few things that you're like, oh, that's not my favorite.
That's it. I even if it's not my favorite, you never know how someone will make something that will change your mind, so I'm always willing to try it.
Right. Maybe it's something that you don't really like, but they cook it a certain way, and then all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I love this. This is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I know my cousin Cameron, she is the pickiest person in the world, will not eat, like, anything. And, you know, I actually, like, had her help us make, like, teriyaki asparagus, and we grilled it, and like, she never, like, eats that, so eats anything like that. And she, like, tried a little bit, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I actually like this. And we were just like, oh, my gosh, she likes a vegetable. This is amazing.
That's it. You just never, ever know. My nephew is the same, but we got him to try corn on the cob once, and he told me he hates every vegetable, but now he loves corn on the cob.
Well, at least it's one vegetable.
Exactly. Yeah, slowly but surely, we're making progress.
Exactly. That's exactly why you have to try new foods all the time.
That's it.
Now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
That is a really hard question because there's so many people I would like to cook with, so many great chefs. But I would say the one person I wish, who isn't alive, who I wish I could have cooked with, was Julia Child. You know, she used to come to the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen, but before I went, so I never had the chance to meet her, and she's just such an amazing force in the food world and also such an inspiration to women. So I love her, and I wish that we could cook together. But from someone who's alive today, if there's one person I'd like to cook with, I think it would be Michelle Obama. She has been such a champion of healthy cooking and eating with her Let's Move campaign for kids and getting kids to be part of the Gimme Five campaign of thinking of five things that they do to be healthy. And I also think she just has great taste and is a really fun person to have at a dinner party. So I would love to cook with her and then sit down and have a dinner party with her and pick her brain about all sorts of things.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really fun. I bet both of those people, those of those women would be amazing to cook with. They both sound like super fun people, and I would definitely love to cook with both of those women. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Gill, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
It's been absolutely my pleasure, Eliana. Thank you so much, and keep cooking. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you, and you're welcome. You've shown us that while judging good food can be fun, cooking a delicious dish brings great joy as well. If you want to find out more about Gail Simmons and Bravo's Top Chef, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to watch an episode or two of Top Chef while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Oh.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
What does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredient is cinnamon. Let's talk about cinnamon. Cinnamon is the inner bark of cinnamon trees. Dark purple fruit of cinnamon tree is called drupe. Cinnamon trees live from 30 to 40 years old in the wild. It is a spice that can be used for sweet and savory dishes. There are four cinnamon varieties. The most popular are Ceylon and Cassia cinnamon. The varieties are different in texture, color, and flavor. Cinnamon's also used in Chinese medicine to treat colds, nausea, and more. Here's a recipe for cinnamon date tea. And the executive chef from Bao & Noodle actually gave me this recipe, and it is amazing. Ingredients: 6 red dates, 1.5 ounce brown sugar, the one that's specifically made for tea, 2 quarts water, and 3 cinnamon sticks or 1 cinnamon bark. Directions. First, put everything in a pot, then bring it to a boil and lower it to a simmer. Simmer for 30 minutes, and now it's ready to drink. You can find all these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my used toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Try the World is a company that brings the world to your doorstep. So when you actually sign up, you receive a curated gourmet box from a different country every 2 months. And each box captures the essence of incredible places such as France, Italy, Brazil, Japan, and many more. And they rely on their celebrity chefs to hand-select the most delicious and authentic treats from around the world and to enable anyone to experience the actual day-to-day foods and lifestyles from around the world. This past week, the week of April 13th, was Burger Week 2015. To celebrate it, here are the best fine dining restaurants in New Orleans that serve burgers. La Petite Grocery with the LPG Burger, Sobu with the Hudson Valley Foie Gras Burger, Emeralds with a double-stacked cheeseburger given a New Orleans flair, Cafe Adelaide with a barbecue burger topped with onion rings, Grand Isle with the Painted Hills Ground Beef Burger, Broussard's with a half-pound patty burger, Root with the BBB, which is a big black burger, Coquette with a house-ground sirloin burger, Galatoire 33, Dickie Brennan's Steakhouse with a bacon cheeseburger, and lastly, Tivoli and Lee with pepper jelly and cream cheese on a burger. Wow, those are some crazy burgers. And this past weekend, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum had their Eat, Drink, Soap Fab Gala with live entertainment, food from Perlu, and cooking demonstrations. Saturday, Tenny Flynn from GW Finns did a cooking demonstration. Sunday, Tarek Hanna did a pastry demo, and they even had free admission to the museum from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And they had free exhibits to see Sam Hanna's photography installation. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at kidchefeliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is Feed Our Small World, a cookbook for kids by Disney Book Group. Now, this cookbook actually brings you on a tasty tour around the globe. It has simple step-by-step instructions, helpful cooking tips, and color photos of each dish. You can have things like French quiche for breakfast or Chinese sesame noodles for lunch and so many other different things. And they even have like facts inside of the book about each culture. So that's really cool. And vitamin A is actually given like to children who need that the most. So they actually the company Feed, they support, it's called Feed Projects. They support, kids around the world who need vitamin A. So their simple mission is to create good products that feed the world. So, and I actually collaborated with Disney Press. So that was really cool. So they donate money with every book that's bought. So that's really awesome as well. But like some of the things that are in here, there's like a streuselrific coffee cake, and that just sounds so great. There's Bonjour breakfast, lickety split lunches, delicioso dinners, and dreamy desserts. So that just sounds really great. All those different things. So I love that. And I love all the cute little characters in the book, too. On like, just about every page, there's a little character in there, little kid, and it's really cute. So I love that. There's perfect paella and super shepherd's pie, snappy gingerbread waffles. Oh my gosh, there's so many great things in here. So you should definitely check the book out. So on Saturday, my dad and I, we decided that we were actually going to go to the French Quarter Festival. And I love going to the French Quarter Festival. So she's like, oh, we might, we'll go. And I actually wanted to go specifically that day because NOCA was actually performing to celebrate NOCA's 40th anniversary. And all these, like, different students were performing. So I was like, oh, my gosh, we should definitely see it. But it was, you know, later in the evening at 7 p.m. So he said, well, why don't we actually go bike riding before that in City Park? And I was like, oh, my gosh, that would be really cool. I've actually never done that, and I love going bike riding. So we put our bikes in the trunk, and once we got to City Park, and we rode all over City Park, like, the whole entire day, and it was so much fun. We even went on, like, this little trail, and it was, like, a huge hill, like with a trail, and it was really hard. So we actually had to, like, walk our bikes up, and we got to the top, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is actually pretty high for New Orleans. But that was really fun going on, you know, going bike riding with my dad. So we had, like, a daddy-daughter day out, which is cool, since my mom has been out of town for, like, a whole week. So we got to spend some time together. We went to French Quarter Fest, and it actually rained out French Quarter Fest. So NOCA moved the performance to the next day. So I didn't get to see them, but I did get to see Amanda Shaw, and that was really cool. I just got to walk around. We ate some really great food. We had the prime rib debris po' boy from Dickie Brennan's, which was, of course, awesome. Had that every year. Also have to definitely get Mango Freeze, WWOZ's Mango Freeze, and of course Snackadish meat pies from Lazione's. Those are like my top three things I have to get in at the French Quarter Fest every single year that I go there, no matter what. So that was really great, and we had a fun time anyways, even though we got rained on and forgot our umbrellas in the car. But we actually rode the streetcar to the French Quarter Fest after we rode bikes, and then we rode it back to the car, so that was pretty cool. So I guess we dodged the rain by going on the streetcar a little bit. So that was really fun. But then on Sunday, my dad's friend had, it was their Greek Orthodox Easter, so it's like the week after that we have Easter. So we went there, and they had so many amazing Greek dishes, and they did a whole roasted lamb, like, on the spit, and it was so tender and delicious, and they had so many great things, but I didn't actually know the name of them. They all were, like, they were all Greek names, and I couldn't remember all of them, so it's like, kind of hard to explain everything that they had, but there were a lot of dishes, and they have what they call Easter bread, and it's really, it's actually sweet, and it's really great, and they, like, braid it, so that was pretty. They had spanakopita, which I love. They had one that was kind of like spanakopita, but it was just cheese. So, you know, like, with the puff pastry, that was really great. I think they had tzatziki, and they had this, like, thing that kind of reminded me of, like, a meatball, but it was, like, kind of, like, a log shape. I don't know how to explain it. And it had, like, a sauce. I don't know what it's called, but it's so good. They even had, like, cheeses, like feta and some other cheese that was amazing. Like, a salad and, like, these awesome potatoes and other things. I really wish I knew the names of them, but it was so great. They even had, the desserts. They had a lot of desserts. There was this one that kind of tasted like baklava, but instead of, like, it didn't have any nuts in it, and it was, like, really spongy and creamy on the inside, so that was really awesome. They also had this, like, little cake with, like, syrup on it, and a chocolate cake that was so moist that it was layered and amazing, and then even these, like, little cookies, and so it was all really fun, and I had so many delicious things there. So I loved getting to spend their Easter with them. Well, grab a burger. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune in to Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune in to What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Patricia Mira and Roberto Katakaru for guessing oyster mushrooms. Let's talk about mushrooms. Mushrooms are classified as fungi. They're usually brown with a cap and a stem. There are actually about 300 species of edible mushrooms, but only 10 are grown commercially. Some of the earliest commercial mushroom farms were actually set up in caves in France during the reign of King Louis XIV. Truffles are mushrooms that are grown below the ground are one of the world's most expensive foods. But oh my gosh, do they taste delicious? And did you know that September is National Mushroom Month? It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is sautéed sesame oyster mushrooms. Now, these mushrooms are really quick and easy, but they taste great. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/4 of a cup of onions diced, 2 cloves of garlic grated, 2 cups of oyster mushrooms thinly sliced, 1 teaspoon of sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 a teaspoon of pepper. Directions. In a medium sauté pan, heat olive oil over medium heat. Sauté the onions until translucent, then add the garlic and sauté for 30 seconds. Add the mushrooms and sesame seeds. Cook for 5 more minutes or until the mushrooms are soft and have released most of their moisture. Add salt and pepper at the end, mixing well. Serves 4. Hey young chefs, this is Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for Gail Simmons, hashtag gimme5 filling quesadillas. The great thing about these quesadillas is that you can actually make so many variations depending on the time of the year and what you're craving. And the quesadillas are really healthy and have great texture and are easy to make for kids of all ages. Ingredients: 1 ear of corn shucked, canola oil, salt, freshly ground black pepper, 1 medium zucchini sliced 1/8 inch thick, about 16 slices, 8 8-inch whole wheat flour tortillas, 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese, 4 scallions, white and green parts, thinly sliced, about 1/2 a cup, and 3 tablespoons of chopped cilantro, plus more for garnish. I can't speak. Directions. Preheat a grill or grill pan to medium-high and brush with oil. Rub corn with a little oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill, turning until lightly charred, all over, 6 to 8 minutes total. Let it cool slightly and then cut the kernels off the cob. Meanwhile, you want to lightly brush the zucchini with oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill until tender, turning once, about 3 minutes per side. Next, lay the tortillas on a clean work surface, leaving 3/4 inch border. Top 4 tortillas evenly with cheese and sprinkle with corn, zucchini slices, scallions, and cilantro. Top each with another tortilla. Grill quesadillas until cheese is melted and tortillas are slightly brown, turning once, about 5 minutes total. Transfer each quesadilla to a cutting board and slice into 4 wedges. You can garnish with more cilantro if desired. Serve hot. And there's some variations. You can do cherry tomatoes, sautéed spinach, pit of olives, mozzarella, and even basil. Or you could also do sautéed mushrooms, grilled red peppers, grilled red onion, feta, and parsley. Just be creative. It's time for kitchen crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make an easy backyard flower arrangement. Supplies: clear bowl of water and 2 handfuls of small flowers from weeds freshly picked from your yard. So, like, all those flowers that are, like, weeds that grow in your yard, just kind of pick those. And instructions. Step 1, fill the clear bowl with water about 3/4 of the way up. Step 2, arrange the weed flowers in the water, making sure that the flowers face up and they float. Step 3, place the flower arrangement on your table and enjoy. The instructions along with photos are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs you can reach. And remember, my Parenthood approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino book award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my newest cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. So at NOCA, we've been super busy cooking, you know, every single day. But this time, instead of our chef instructors, you know, giving us recipes or telling us what to do, the students, we are actually being the teachers. So every day, you know, one student, it's their day to, like, teach the class, you know, based on, like, their struggles, and they pick, like, recipes and things for us to do. So we, at least, like, I did, for my day, I did tuna and I did sesame crusted tuna. That was so delicious. And then I also did bok choy, and it was stir-fried garlic and ginger bok choy. So those were the 2 things that I did. And it was actually really, really tasty. So I loved doing that. And I also made Chinese almond cookies. So I had 3 different recipes, and I split the class into 3 different teams so they could work on each, you know, recipe individually, like, as a group individually. And it turned out so great, you know, and it was actually kind of an accident. The class before me, they were also using tuna, so instead of just, like, cutting what they need and then dicing up what they needed, they diced up all of the tuna that the chefs bought. So instead of, like, having the slices, like little tuna steaks to crust, I had to do diced tuna that they did. But I just worked around it and, you know, I improvised. And I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. Instead of crusting it, I just kind of tossed it in the sesame seeds and a little salt and pepper. And it tasted really, really great. So I was happy how that turned out. And everyone loved it, including my chef instructor. So that was really awesome. And the bok choy came out really delicious. You know, it's tender, crisp, and the nice saltiness from the soy sauce. And then it had the ginger and garlic. So that was yummy. And even the Chinese almond cookies came out really awesome. So I was happy with how everything turned out. So I loved that. You know, we even got to sit down and have a meal together because we had some time left at the end. So that was fun. And then also, on some of the other days, we did a chicken liver pate and pear chutney on baguette that we actually made. So we actually made the baguette. We made the chicken liver pate, and it tasted really great. You know, it might seem like, you know, liver, that's really gross, but it actually tastes really good. And then we spread the pate on the baguette, and then we put the pear chutney on top. And I actually brought some to my dad, and he's like, ew, chicken liver, I don't want to eat that. And I was like, come on, you have to try it. And he's like, okay, I don't like the idea, but I'll try it. And he tried it, he was like, oh my gosh. And he ate the whole thing. I was like, I told you, so you did like it. He's like, yeah, I guess I did. And I was like, yeah, I know you did. We also did chocolate cake. And we made an Italian buttercream frosting, chocolate frosting, which was awesome. I forever now am in love with Italian buttercream, by the way. I don't like, there's different types of buttercreams. I don't like American, which is like the general buttercream that, you know, everyone uses. So I don't like American buttercream at all. But you know, Italian buttercream actually kind of tastes like, it kind of reminds me of whipped cream or kind of like Cool Whip or something. It is so amazing, and that's what I will use forever. So that was really fun. But we also, so on the chocolate cake, we frosted it and decorated it. That was fun. We also practiced knife cuts and sauteed some veggies. We did waffle bowls with sriracha ice cream. So it was like chocolate and then with sriracha in the ice cream, like a chocolate ice cream with sriracha in it. And it was okay. I mean, I don't really care for sriracha that much, so it wasn't my favorite. But I freaking love the strawberry rosemary goat's milk ice cream. Yes, that is amazing. We also did like a steamed chicken that had like an Asian marinade, and then it had a dipping sauce with brown butter, butternut squash, and then we also did a zucchini and squash au gratin, which is really fun. And I also received the Game of Life, and I played it with my dad, so that was really fun. So you should totally check that out and, you know, participate in it, you know, the whole week of April 20th. And it was awesome. So I had such an amazing week. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Tony Gaskins. If you don't build your dreams, someone will hire you to build theirs. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar for the Voice America Kids Network. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the KidStar Out of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one abound, it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah.
Swimming through the water, just a simple apart. Swimming through.
that was the Whiz Pops from the Kidstar Album of the Month.